One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget and Part 2. The fire of God. This is what we're talking about. The fire of Almighty God. Picture the scene. You're in Israel. It's the time of Christ, 2,000 years ago. And there's this guy. He's in the River Jordan, and he's baptizing all of these people. And he's dressed in weird clothes, to be honest. Hair all over the place. Lives on the land. And people are talking. They're all discussing amongst themselves. They'd all been waiting for the Messiah to come. And they were saying, look at this guy. Is he the Messiah? Is he the one? Is he the one who's going to set us free? Is he the one who's going to let the captives go? Is he the one who's going to fight the Roman army? Is he the one? They were saying. And if we look in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, and the third chapter, and from verse 16, John answers them. John answers their questions by saying, I baptize you with water, but someone is coming soon who is greater than I am. So much greater that I'm not even worthy to be his slave or untie the straps of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with water and with fire, excuse me. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Beloved, my father preached the gospel for 30 long years. My father preached every Sunday on a circuit in Bristol and would go round from church to church to church. And my father was a brilliant orator, brilliant preacher. But my father never preached this message. Why? Because he thought the Holy Spirit had died out with the first century, as still millions of Christians do. Millions of people do not realize that our Lord God is still baptizing with the Holy Spirit and still baptizing with fire. He doesn't realize it, or he didn't realize it at the time. And then suddenly, in 1968, my father and my mother went to this meeting down in Cornwall, in the southwest of England. They went to this revival meeting. And they were both zapped with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that my dad thought died out in the first century. Can you imagine what that did to my father? He was knocked sideways. And my dad, he changed from that very day. He became a different person. He was not the same man. He was completely different. He was full of God's love. He was full of his Spirit. And my dad spent a long time so disappointed with his own life that he had not preached this. And I said to him, Dad, you didn't believe it. And you didn't believe it until God Almighty himself showed you. But why couldn't I have preached it? Because, Dad, you hadn't experienced it. You didn't know. You didn't No. My father was a wonderful, wonderful man. I loved him with all of my heart and with all of my soul, and I know now that my dad is in glory. And I know my father is worshiping with the angels. And I know he has come face to face with the Lord Jesus and knows him so well. You see, beloved, the Holy Spirit is here right now. As I am bringing you this word, the Holy Spirit is here right now. And he's waiting for you. He's waiting just for you. I believe the fire of God is going to strike today, during this broadcast, in the next few moments. Turn with me to Acts, the first chapter. Actually, no, let's go to chapter 2. I want to delve right into Acts of the Apostles and chapter 2. Let's go from verse 1. On the day of Pentecost, all believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, says the word of God, suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm. Watch this. And it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each one of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other language as the Holy Spirit gave them this utterance. Now, what I want to point out to you here is the importance of this on the day of Pentecost. The importance of what happened right there. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit filled that room. And as I'm preaching this word to you today, beloved, I believe this. I believe this so deeply within my spirit that wherever you are listening to this broadcast right now, whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter. You could be washing up. You could be fixing the car. It doesn't matter whatever you're doing. But whatever you are doing, wherever you are, I know that the Holy Spirit is filling your space. You could be listening to this outside, in the garden, with your headphones on. But I know this, that the Holy Spirit is filling your space, and you have to make a decision whether you are going to go with what the Holy Spirit is doing or just reject it. But you know what I'm saying is true. You know it because you sense it. The same way as I sense that the Holy Spirit is filling this studio so profoundly, I can hardly breathe. You must make a decision now. Because he is there, tapping on the door of your heart and saying, come, let me fill you. Let me change your life. Come, says the Lord. I am in the business of changing lives completely. And I will change yours. In the twinkling of an eye. Just say yes. beloved now. Just say yes. Say that word out loud. Yes. Say it again. Yes. Say it again. Yes. Now shout it from the rooftops. Yes, Lord. Say these words right after me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for filling my space. Now, in Jesus' name, I pray, fill me to overflowing. Fill me, Lord Jesus, to completion. Baptize me now, Lord, with your Holy Spirit and with your fire. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. I believe what the Lord is doing right now is filling you with his Holy Spirit, and I sense his fire coming down and radically changing you. I sense his fire coming down and refining you, for that is what the Lord does. He refines with his fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen.